It was mid-April when Brian Melhoff saw the writing on the wall. As processing plants closed their doors, hogs were getting moved to the plant he sells to. That meant the farmer from Parkston could no longer slaughter as many hogs as he needed to.
So since when that started happening, then we heard about Smithfield's going to shut down.
That's when he got a call from a local butcher. The guy said people were calling him about who had hogs for sale.
And I says, yeah, I'll sell some.
That's when Melhoff realized he might have another option besides the packing plants. He put ads up on Facebook. Melhoff says he posted in about a dozen ag-related groups that he had hogs for sale, and it went viral.
My phone started ringing, and it didn't quit ringing till 1:30 that morning. And then it started up again at 5 the next morning.
Melhoff says Facebook took down the ads by 9 a.m. that morning because the site doesn't allow livestock sales on the platform. But in just 12 hours, he was able to move some pigs at a $50 loss.
But it had already been shared over 10,000 times. And so we had a very good response. We've sold over 4,000 head.
That was more than a month ago. Melhoff says that market has leveled off because other farmers started selling pigs the same way. He's still delivering pigs from those sales, but not selling too many new ones. That's because when Smithfield closed its packing plant in mid-April, it was just one of several in the region that closed. The Smithfield plant alone slaughters about 100,000 hogs a week. The industry was able to move some hogs into other processing facilities like butcher shops, but it couldn't make up the difference. Nationwide, meatpacking plants process about 495,000 hogs each day. Once COVID-19 shut down several Midwest plants, that number dropped nearly in half. The way pigs are raised is very different from a few decades ago. That's when hogs were kept outside and seen as a source of fat.
At some point along there, pigs were pretty fat. And I mean, lard was more valuable than the pork was at one time.
That's Dave Utek, a pig farmer southeast of Huron.
Back in the World War II days, I mean, that was pretty important. And then when consumers start thinking about their health and the health of their food, which really started to come around in the 80s, nobody wanted a pork chop with 3 inches of fat on it.
Think the other white meat.
It's where we're at, it's what you want, it's on your mind, it's in your mouth, it's pork, and it's catching on, the other white meat.
Utek says after that, the consumer wouldn't buy fatty pigs anymore.
I knew farmers that would raise pigs that they couldn't sell because they were too fat. So the packing companies quit buying them. So we were all forced to go with a leaner pig, and that leaner pig did even worse outside than the fatter ones did.
So farmers brought their hogs indoors. Barns allow for a more consistent product at a reduced cost to produce. Temperature-controlled barns let pigs gain weight, eating less food. Utek says the barns have been a big improvement, and it means year-round work for meat packers as opposed to surges of animals coming in at certain times.
And then you start backwards from the consumer. Hy-Vee, Walmart, McDonald's, they all want their product kind of just in time. They don't want to have a whole warehouse full of pork, and they prefer most of the time it's going to be fresh at the grocery store.
It's a low inventory, low cost, just in time kind of system. Glenn Tonzer is a livestock economist with Kansas State University. He says there are days of wiggle room in the system, but not weeks.
For lots of economic reasons, it's been built that way over time. And in many ways, that's worked up until COVID. And that bottleneck has been stressed largely because it's heavily dependent on labor, and challenges with a human pandemic are front and center of that discussion.
While that bottleneck is getting worked out, Tonzer says the result is lower prices for the farmer and higher prices for the consumer. But it's not just the supply chain disruption that's been affected by the pandemic. Consumer demand has also changed. Meat products are destined for one of three channels: grocery stores, restaurants, or exports.
And it's not simple to shift that over.
Tonzer uses the example of bacon. Bacon in the grocery store generally comes in a 1-pound package. Restaurants buy a lot of bacon, and they buy it in bulk. But now many restaurants are closed.
It's not just shove bacon from one channel to another channel. It doesn't work that way seamlessly, quickly, and for free. And we had those shocks at play in March and early April. And then by the time we got to middle April, we had the plant operating bottleneck added to it. So massive, massive shocks to the system.
Tonser says it's easy to forget about the benefits of our food supply chain system during a pandemic. Between 2009 and 2019, Tonser says the U.S. pork industry expanded production, exports, and domestic consumption. He says South Dakota farmers contributed to that.
There's a lot of efficiencies in the system that gave the U.S. pork industry a favorable foot domestically and foreign marketing-wise that have to be recognized and not stepping away from too hard out of the presumption that a different system would be more resilient against pandemics.
Right now, processors and meatpacking plants have a massive backlog of hogs to work through, and there are more coming every day. Pig farmer Brian Melhoff says until the plants are back up and running, it's going to be difficult.
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. I hope it doesn't get to the point where we have to euthanize pigs. I really do.
That has happened in some states like Minnesota, but for now, Melhoff says he'll try to find a market or a buyer for all the hogs he has in his barns. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.